Rob Hickmott, Full Probe.
Yeah, it looks a nice race on paper for him to get his maiden out of the way.
Full Probe's well out in front of the last 100. First favourite's in no danger whatsoever.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Big Ranger.
He won his first start on the synthetic at Ballarat over the 14. Hopefully today he can turn it around back on the synthetic.
Epic Ranger finishing hard. Epic Ranger will get up.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. Midweek activity today at Ladbrokes Park, and we're looking forward to finding out if we can get you a winner very, very shortly. A couple of trainers ready to roll, but we need to know what surface we're racing on, please. Adam?
Okay, Kane McCartan will tell us that. Kane, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're going pretty well, thank you. What are we looking at today?
Yeah, well, we ran today a going stick and a track walk this morning, and it was no rain. It was beautiful, nice and calm, and it came up a soft six, but the showers are starting to roll in now.
Right. So what is the forecast for today?
Yeah, so it was a bit hit and miss sort of leading in. They initially sort of said showers sort of later in the afternoon into the evening, and then sort of I contacted the Bureau sort of late yesterday afternoon, and then they sort of said, oh, I probably expect it in the morning. So a bit of a flip around, but it sort of adds another sort of level of unknown to it, I suppose. But look, at this stage, there's definitely showers coming. The radar is imminent. It's sort of sprinkling out there now. It's not overly heavy, but I suspect we'll be on a track that's softer than a six.
Yeah, I mean, there's been one just around about 1.5 in the city gauge at the moment. Looking at the radar, it actually, surprisingly, looks really quite bad.
Not what we sort of expected. No. I sort of said between up to sort of 2 mil, but it looks like there could be a bit more than that in it, which is certainly something we didn't want. We were looking at a track that was probably going to be a fantastic sort of winter sort of surface in that sort of genuine soft range, but looks like with that radar, we could be in the heavy range.
When you ring the radar or the Bureau, do you sort of have a special number or do you just ring the normal number? How do you get do you get special information?
I've just had the number for a long time, since my sort of early days at Mornington, so I've just sort of kept the number in the phone and I just ring it. I'm not sure whether it's a special one or if it's just the generic one that everyone gets, but I'll probably just ring them and annoy them and they probably think, here's it, like ringing again.
All right, so soft six. I don't think you gave us the going stick number and also the rail.
Yeah, correct. So the going stick's 8.2 and 9.5, but that might be irrelevant sort of in an hour's time. The rail's in the true position. So basically what that means, obviously we've moved from true hill into true lake. So we've got a fresh turn and a fresh straight for the inside 12 metres until they hit some sort of damaged ground from last meeting out wide up, and the back straight shared. So it did hold up pretty well, that back straight, considering we had 9 races and it was a heavy surface, but I suspect horses that draw sort of barriers close to the rail maybe at a slight disadvantage sort of until they get into the turn, and then once they get in there, it's a sort of free-for-all and fairly even ground right around.
All right. Terrific, Kane. Thanks very much for all your information as per normal. We'll speak to you again soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good stuff, Kane McCartan there, track manager. Like when he said the back straight's shared, I initially thought he said the back straight is Edgar Britt. That's what, the way he said it, he launched into that. I thought that's what he meant. It was cooted. It was knackered. It was gaunt.
Right.
But then I worked out he said shared.
Right.
And that made me laugh.
Right.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I was laughing. Sorry about that. So we're on the lakeside there at Ladbrokes Park today. Graham Beig, he gave us a double last time he was on. A double. He's a Hall of Famer around these parts, and he's welcome back anytime. He's got a couple for us today. Graham, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You got a double for us today?
I don't know about a double. that might be stretching it a bit. But we've got 2 last start winners in. Look, that's a positive thing. The first one, I'm not sure about if it gets to a deteriorating track. I thought soft range was fine for Avenue of Pleasure in race 3.
Yep.
And Scan Turnwell, he enjoys all surfaces. So all rounder, so to speak.
So you've drawn wide both of those. Race 3, number 6, Avenue of Pleasure, has drawn 12 of 12. And then Scantoon, race 7, number 5, has drawn 13 of whatever it's going to be, with some scratchings, I imagine, on the soft surface. What do you do with those two from there? I think Avenue of Pleasure likes to get to the front. Can you get to the front from 12?
Oh, hopefully, but it might be a bit tricky with the shared track, as Kane said. look, I'm sure it won't worry either horse. Scantoon rolls forward, and that's always advantageous, being at Lakeside. He doesn't have to lead to win, so he'll be handy. As I said, he handles all surfaces, so it doesn't make any difference to him. Just slightly up in grade and up in the weights.
Right. So which one's your best, Graham? Which one today?
Scantoon.
And do you say that with a level of confidence?
Well, he's in good form. He's come back. He's had a second and a win at his first two runs this prep, and he's trained on really well, and I'm sure he'll give a good sight.
Right. Well, we'll take that as given. Race 7, number 5, Scantoon, 4:40, the early markets at tab.com.au. We think your run around these parts can continue, Graeme. Good luck.
Let's hope so.
Great stuff. Graeme Begg with us with 2 today. Race 3, number 6, Avenue of Pleasure, a little bit deeper in the market, about $19. But race 7, number 5, Scantoon is his selection for us, 4:40, tab.com.au. Natalie Young has been good enough to join us as well on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Nat.
Morning. How you going?
Going very well, thank you. You've got 3 going around for us today. I want to know, firstly, the origin of the name of your first runner. Race 2, number 3, Crazy Ladies. Where's this come from?
Well, it is a girls' syndicate horse, so we're still yet to get the crazy on and get the win, unfortunately. But I don't know if that's going to be today. But I'm not going to be there because I'm in the Cove, so it won't be as near as much crazy if I wasn't there.
How's the crazy lady going to go today?
Really well, I think. She's had a couple of sort of caps taken out, and she's just starting to lay in a little bit after that last race. She ran third on that really heavy track. She didn't really get through it. I think on the soft 7 today, she's going to really benefit from it. She has got that little bit of that horrible gait. But I think with Preble, I think we'll just sort of ride for a little bit of luck. She does have quite good gait speed. But her work on the track's been really good since then. So I think she may have turned a corner, and I think she'll get a good chance today in that field.
Right, that's race 2, number 3, Crazy Ladies. And you've got race 5, number 2, Desert Realm, another rubbish gate, 14 at the moment, claiming a couple with Tommy Stockdale. 7th upon resumption a couple of weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. Can we improve on that?
Yeah, I think she was looking for the extra 200 metres. She didn't get a lot of luck in the running the other day, and she'd had a little bit of a let-up in between. So, she'll like the soft conditions too. We were sort of weighing up this morning whether we were going to actually run her or not. So I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to Trent this morning, just from that gate, maybe wait and go next week. But, she's come on good since that run under her belt. So I think she'll definitely improve a lot better, and she'll get a lot better run. She'll just go obviously back from that gate.
Yep.
She's got that bit of weight on her back though, but good to have that 2 kilo claim with Thomas.
All right, we'll keep an eye on race 5, number 2, Desert Realm. Then you've got race 6, number 7, Crimson Ace. Another bag. Geez, you're drawing some rubbish gates today, Nan.
Yeah, Barry Guards have not been kind.
What's Crimson Ace got for us today? It's sort of been muddling in the last couple of starts.
Yeah, well, look, at Flemington, I thought she actually stuck on pretty well. She was on top of the ground, and she's been crying out for those soft conditions. She was really good in Adelaide to start before in the list of Centura. And I think today she's actually going to get the track to her liking. She does need that little bit of aggressive rider to sort of keep her mind on the job a little bit early. So I think she's probably our best for the day because she'll get the track liking for a change back at Lakeside. And down in class, it was an 84 the last start, back to the 78. So yeah. I think she's definitely our best for the day, and she's been working really good at home. So the mail is, and I think she'll just finally get those track conditions that she's been crying out for.
Well, we hope that happens for you and for the stable and all the owners as well. We appreciate your time. We'll take that as your best of the day. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Good stuff. Natalie Young, part of the Besutton Young training team.